Now it's time for another installment in our series, Brave New Workers. That's where we hear from people who are charting new paths in a changing economy.
I was a underground coal miner. Now I'm in paramedic school.
Free porn has completely killed the industry as we know it.
The black market is filled with people of color, just like the prison that I was in.
This week's story comes from Lubbock, Texas. Ever since he was a little kid growing up in West Texas, Lanny Copeland knew that he wanted to follow in his father's footsteps as a cowboy and ranch manager. He says it was never about the money.
Cowboys historically don't make much money. I remember my first ranch job, I was making probably $1,100 or $1,200 a month. Of course, that comes with a house and, you know, all the beef you could eat, but it's not a whole bunch of money coming into your checking account every month.
Just like his father, Lanny Copeland spent much of his career wrangling cattle for other owners until finally in the mid-90s, Copeland and his dad were given the opportunity to fulfill their lifelong dream of buying out their bosses and running an operation all their own.
To have something of our own, I think, was, the greatest feeling in the world to me. And I think to Daddy as well, because he had developed this herd of cattle and he had managed this land for so long. And then to have an opportunity to go in there and take that same country and cattle and make a run at it, I think was one of the greatest, most exciting times in my life. To be honest, the odds are stacked against you pretty big. So I was scared to death. Daddy probably was too, but he didn't let me see it if he was. And we did learn, you know, that even with the best herd you can raise, man, if the weather doesn't cooperate, it may not matter. 10, 11 years in, we went through a pretty serious drought where it just never hardly rained. I think one of the hardest things of watching a ranch go through a drought is watching your cattle lose weight. Everyone suffers, you know, from the cattle to the cowboys to the owners, everything suffers some. I remember a lot of days just, you know, hoping to see a thunderhead pop up in the southwest, and I don't know how many times those storms would pop up in those hot early summer days, and you could see it raining 10 miles away, and it looked like it was moving towards you, and man, it would hit your fence line and all of a sudden just dissipate, and man, it would break your heart. The writing on the wall, I remember very well. I didn't want to face it because, man, this was my dream, you know, and this is my dad's dream. But we started selling off everything that we could sell off. I found myself at 44 years old, really wondering what in the world am I going to do now, because this is pretty much all I've ever done. Sometime in late winter of 08, I came across an ad that was talking about a job fair for wind energy. I thought, well, I'm just going to go check that out. You know, I might be one of five or six people there, and this could be a good thing. So I showed up, and there were about 140 guys all packed into a little room, all interested in wind energy. And I felt pretty old in that room because there were a lot of 25-year-old guys with applications in their hand. And I started thinking about, well, I'm not sure about this. I remembered in my interview, guy saying, what do you think about climbing these towers? You know, I mean, you think you're going to be able to do that? And I remember telling him, I'll try and I'll do everything I can, but I'm going to tell you straight up, I have no idea if I can do it. Didn't like heights much anyway, and said, yeah, we'll see. So I remember going out, and they handed us all a harness, and we put it all on and went to a turbine, and that was the longest ladder I'd ever seen in my life. First thing they did when we got to the top of the turbine was open that hatch up. You know, stepping up onto the main shaft, immediately, I mean, the first thing that struck me was, man, you can see for miles up here. And we happened to be climbing a turbine that was situated in a pasture on some ranch land. So to me, it was like, man, that I've never seen ranch country from this perspective before. And you can see, turbines for miles. You can see farmland for miles. You can see people driving down county roads and highways miles away, the wind kind of blowing. I remember thinking that not very many people have ever done this. This is the future. I mean, wind energy is the future. I had a really strong feeling once that climb test was done that this was really something that I could do.
Lanny Copeland did pass that wind turbine climb test. Now he oversees 2 wind farms and 27 wind technicians in West Texas. Earlier this year, wind turbine technician was named the fastest growing job in the United States, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Lanny Copeland spoke to us for our series, Brave New Workers, about people adapting to a changing economy.